Burton Lady Panther Volleyball is on the air. Tonight's game against Holloman, possible by the Burton friends and neighbors. Parmal Electric, Burton Meat Processing, ACL Construction, Kiki Family, Daryl and Katie and Trent, Market Realty, Burton Chamber of Commerce, St. John United Church of Christ, Blinn College, Domina Associates, the Blue Bull Aquatic Center, DDM Pipe and Steel, J&J Packing, Larry Poppy Construction, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Kyer Construction, Citizen State Bank, Kiki Egg Farm, and Burton ISD. We'll go to your hosts, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, for the pregame show after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther Volleyball Team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton Volleyball Team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the Cheer Team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are. Are you proud to be a Panther? Yes, we are.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton Volleyball Team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Lady Panthers!"
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther Volleyball Team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again is 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Go Lady Panthers all the way.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to the Burton High School Gymnasium. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you for this bi-district playoff matchup between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Holland Lady Hornets. And Daryl, this is what they work for all season long. You have the non-district, district, and now this is the third season, the playoffs.
Yeah, this is when it counts. You win, you move on, you lose, you go home.
Yep, and Coach Blair Smith in her first season with the Burton Lady Panthers. Of course, a former player for the Lady Panthers, and she's done a great job with the program.
Great job. You can't say enough for Blair. The girls play hard for her, and, you know, that's all you asked of them.
Yep, the Lady Panthers are coming into the game. They are the district champions out of District 25-2A. They actually won district, 7-1 record. It came down to the final game of the season with Milano. They were evened up, and Burton got the win over Milano on Seniors Night. And now they come in here as the number one seed.
Yeah, you always want to come in as the number one seed. They're going to play the number four seed tonight. And, you know, we got a lot of experience over the past 2 years with the juniors and the sophomores. And this is a very athletic team that we have.
It certainly is. And we got more to come here on the pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear these words from our sponsors.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs and Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm fresh eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food markets. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
Citizens State Bank wants to introduce you to a more personal banking relationship. A relationship where you have real-life conversations with professionals inside a place where big financial decisions that affect your life are made right where you live. This isn't anything new. CSB has been doing this for over 95 years. So stop in and say howdy. We're always in the neighborhood. CSB, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
And back we go here from the Caldwell High School Gymnasium. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you. And now let's take a look at how some of the other games went on last night. And first of all, from the Lady Panthers district, it was Thorndale sweeping Mumford out of the playoffs 3-0. And then we were looking for a report. We never did find out how Snook did last night.
I didn't hear anything either.
Yeah, on theirs as to how they went in the playoffs. And then other games, of course, the Brenham Cubettes getting a win over Belton in the bi-district round. It was College Station sweeping Colleen Chaparral, Lake Creek over Belton. Belleville Bramanettes making another march toward state as they beat Brazosport. It was Giddings over Houston Fur. LaGrange swept Houston Worthing. Caldwell sweeping the Houston Young Women's College Prep Academy. It was Columbus over Great Hearts Northern Oaks. Fayetteville beat Dimebacks. And then Iola over Karens. And then coming up tonight, a couple of games on the slate in addition to ours. You got Montgomery against Colleen Ellison. That one gets underway at 6:30 over at Hearn High School. And then Anderson Shiro and Brazos Wallace, they're going to play at 7 o'clock. That's over at Columbus High School. And so a lot of the local teams doing very well in the first round of the playoffs. And moving on to the area round, and that's what the Lady Panthers hoping for here tonight against Holland. Lady Panthers coming in 29-17, Holland 10-22. But as the coaches like to say, when they get to the playoffs, everything goes back to zero.
Yeah, all zeros. You know, you can't take nobody lightly, but I think we should come here in an easy three-game sweep. The girls need to have their mindset that they're going to dominate. You know, looks can be deceiving. They have one girl that has a little bit of height. The rest are pretty small. They look very young to where our experience here by playing the competition that we play and experience from last year's playoffs and the year before for the juniors, this should carry this team. You know, we're led by Paige. I always say the setter's your quarterback. She runs the show. Paige is a very great leader. You know, and then the hitters, when you talk about Aaron Huntsman is probably one of the most athletic young ladies that I've seen come through in a long time. Amaya Williams, Bailey, our young freshman in drawing a blank now, Lumbeck Kelsey, she gives us the height in that middle to go along with the outside. And they've done a tremendous job this year. Receive, serve. If I had one thing on any team, you have to pass that first pass to your setter. And sometimes we get a little relaxed, maybe, and shank a few of them. But if they put it to Paige, she usually puts it right up there, and good things happen.
It certainly is, and this team has been very successful. And like you were saying, Darryl, it's a balanced lineup, because I know when I get the stats from Coach Smith each morning, it's never like the same ones over and over again. Yeah. One night it may be Bailey, one night it may be Amaya, one night it may be Aaron. I mean, they're balanced up and down.
Yep.
And can come at you from so many different ways.
And then you have Reagan. She's the libero that she just scats around back there and gets a lot of balls. And that's what you ask them. That's their job. And, you know, I really like this team. It's a great group of young girls. Got a great group of parents behind them. And that's so important. And, you know, I always say it when we get to be on the air. Look at the stands. You know, the communities here supporting these. Yeah, it's probably some out there wishing the kids here tonight, they wish they were trick-or-treating. But you know what? They can get plenty of candy later and everything. We can come take care of business like we should. They'll get home early enough.
Oh, yeah. And we got more to come here on the pregame, but let's send you back to the studios and hear some more from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
Darryl and Coach Katie Kiki are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, dedication, to be better through continuous improvement, and how to handle disappointments. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers, all the way to state.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5, and on Friday, 8 till 1.
Carmel Electric says, go Lady Panthers! Carmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Carmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton volleyball team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers! Keep on winning.
And as we come back here, and got just a quick announcement, got to take care of here. Hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Tournament. That is going to be November 15th through the 18th at the Curtis Caldwell Center in Garland, where the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out on the court, showcasing their unmatched skills, incredible teamwork, and sheer determination. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball. And as we come back here, ready for the countdown to the start of this bi-district matchup between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Holland Lady Hornets. And Taylor, really two different teams here. The Lady Panthers won their district outright and claimed first place, whereas Holland kind of struggled to get in and just kind of made it in by the skin of their teeth. 10-22 overall, 2-6 in district play, and so they're going to be looking to, my guess would be to prove that they belong here, and Lady Panthers coming out to make it a quick night.
Yeah, you know, anytime you get in the playoffs, anything can happen, but anybody that knows me, I hate participation trophies.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say it. That's kind of where we're at right here.
Yeah.
Everybody gets in. Everybody gets to play a game, so they get to experience playoffs. Is that good? I don't think so, because
I think it dilutes it.
It dilutes it. Yeah, they get to play whoop-de-doo. You know,
yeah.
This, to me, when playoffs hit, it should be strong teams. And I could be totally wrong. I've been wrong once before in my life. But if we don't come out here and dominate in three games, if I was to ask Blair one thing, I would tell her, if they score more than 5 points against me per game, they have to run 10 horses for each point that they give. They're going to need to be challenged over here. They're going to have to be focused.
Yeah.
Because if you're not focused, you can mess up and everything. But these young girls over here, they're silly. I guess I could call them that. But when they get on the court, the leaders hate to lose. And if you got a group that hates to lose, you're going to go a long way. If you got a group that, well, I'm playing volleyball, you know, sun will come up tomorrow morning if we get through. Where can I go get our next meal from? Or do I get mad out there when things aren't going right? And, you know, you have to have that leader that jumps on your team, and your team has to understand. And that's where Paige comes in my books, as the quarterback, the setter. She has to take control out there and say, hey, here we go. Let's put this thing away, and let's have fun.
All right, we're just about ready to get this one underway. Let's send you back to the studios one more time, and here's some more from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullum, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrapped to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 979-289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 979-289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 till 12 noon. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Fall is here, but the fun doesn't stop at Bluebell Aquatic Center. Registration for fall swim lessons begins October 9th. Catch some catfish at Kids Gone Fishing on October 21st, starting at 8:30 a.m. Swim Lessons and Water Babies meets Mondays, starting October 23rd, and Wednesdays, starting October 25th. And get ready for a spooky time with the Brenham Boo Bash on October 31st from 6 to 8. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
And back we go. Now they're introducing the Burton Lady Panthers. And let's go down to the field, court side. right, there we go. And we are ready to get this one underway. The Lady Panthers dressed out tonight in the red shorts with the white jerseys, red letters and numbers. Meanwhile, Holland dressed out purple shorts and then gold jerseys with purple numbers on there. As you look at your radio dial, Burton will be going right to left. Holland will be going left to right. And for Burton, starting in the front court, will be Paige Fritch, Amaya Williams, and Bailey Glazeman. And back court, we've got Kenzie Lundbeck, along with Kelsey Holt. Or actually, that's, Kelsey Holt. And then, what's the last
Aaron one? Huntsman.
And Aaron Huntsman. And then for Holland, on the front side, they have got Haley Podjeska, along with Micah Carter and Riley Hand. Backside, they've got Caitlin Kamick, Lily Martinez, and Brindley Kelso. So those are your starters for tonight's game, and we're ready to go. Looks like the referees are in proper position, and we can get this one underway. Or the libero will check in now. That's Ashlyn Gehrig.
Doing the serve, and it's going to be number four for Holland.
That'll be Lily Martinez. One last check with the scores table. And, of course, a big thank you to the good folks here at Caldwell for hosting us here tonight. And Martinez ready for the first serve of the ball game. And she will send it across, and Burton, set it for Glazeman in the middle, gets it over. Holland back the other way. And Fritz setting for Williams. Williams going for the kill. A little too much on it. And hit it past the back line for a point for the Lady Hornets. Holland the home team tonight. Burton the visitor. Martinez with her next serve. And Fritz setting for Glazeman in the middle. And Glazeman picks up the kill. We're tied one apiece. Thank you for joining us here on KWHI.com for this internet exclusive here. And it will be Paige Fritz serving and picks up the ace. And 2-1.
Great serve, Paige.
And she gets the next one across. And Martinez sitting in the middle there. And hand hits it past the back line, and it's 3-1 Burton.
Keep rolling, girls.
And next serve by Fritch. Martinez, this time going to Garrett, or no, the Podesta got it over. Now Burton going back. Williams gets it across. And now Podesta gets it over, and Burton tried to save it. Huntsman was going for it as it was going out of bounds. And it'll be a point for Holland to make it 3-2. And it will be Haley Podjeska serving. Fritz going to Polk.
Three ball.
And back the other way. And oh, nice stay there by Reagan Raymer. Got it back across to Burton. And that one just got in the back line. And we're tied at 3-3. And so a point for Holland. And Podjeska with the serve. Williams to Raymer. And Glazeman got it back over. And now Garrett gets it over, and now Fritz setting up top, and they call Burton for being in the net, and Holland takes a 4-3 lead.
Got to get that first pass. We talked a little bit about it at the beginning. Girls got to just focus here.
Dan Podesta with a rainbow serve there. Fritch was trying to get it off balance, and Williams tried to save it, but it's out of bounds. And it's 5-3 Holland. And Podesta with another serve. Raymer to Fritch. Glazeman in the middle, going for the kill, and hits a pass at back line. And Holland takes a 6-3 lead.
Got to get on top of it, Bailey. You can do it. Let's go, girl.
Out. Podesta and Raymer over to Fritch. And Williams, little dunk shot over the top. And now back the other way. Raymer going for Williams. And Williams gets it over and picks up the point. Cut the lead now down to 6-4. And Amaya's going to head to the line. And Williams with the serve. And Holland gets it over. That was Martinez. Now back the other way. And they pick up a throw. Another point for Holland to make it 7-4.
Maybe a little jitters on our part, too, and overconfident, kind of where Darryl was a while ago.
And Ashley Gehrig with the serve.
Nice.
Up the ground. Huntsman picks up the kill and makes it 7-5. And two, and with Holland, their team is really playing, got nothing to lose.
No.
And so they're
loose.
Just letting it all out.
Yep.
And Glazeman goes to serve for Burton. And Martinez tried to save it, and it ends up hitting it out of bounds. And it makes it 7-6.
Bailey has a really good serve. A ball drops and moves.
And next serve for Glazeman. Kenzie Lundbeck with a great block there in the middle. And we're tied 7-7.
This is our strongest rotation up front. You got Height and Aaron hitting.
And Glazeman gets the serve over. Holland going to Kelso. And now Fritch in the corner to Huntsman. Huntsman picks up the kill. And it's 8-7. Burton is retaking the lead. Now let's see if we can keep it rolling.
Shouldn't rotate anymore.
And Glazeman next serve. Martinez going over to Carter. Fritch, the Huntsman, going for the kill. Back the other way come the Hornets. They get it over. Williams. Fritch setting, and Huntsman got it over. Blocked by Hornets. Back over to by Burton. Now Fritch going in the corner for Cole, and gets the kill. That's 9-7, Burton.
Had a net violation on Holland. Let's go, Bailey.
The Glazeman now 5 straight points. Think it's 6. Picks up the aces. 10-7, Burton. Next serve by Glazeman. And Martinez. Gets it over to
Kelso.
And Burton now an 11-7 lead.
Keep serving right at her, Bailey.
Glazeman next serve.
That girl.
Gehrig over to Martinez. Over to Carter.
Out.
And out of bounds, and that'll be another point for Burton. 12-7. Glazeman now 8 straight points since he's come to the server's line. And Martinez. Yeah, that time they break the screen as Kurtz gets it across for the Hornets. But Burton still with a 12-8 lead.
And Glazeman going to catch a breather here.
Side him out right here.
There, pitch. Center for Lundbeck, got it across. Now back the other way, Williams with a dig. And back the other way. Ball got it across for Burton, and now that one hit out of bounds by Lundbeck, and that'll be a point for Holland to make it 12-9. And next serve. Rich got it over, and we're going to get a whistle against Noel now. I thought maybe the refs might have disagreed on something there, but no. So 12-10, Burton. Lead slowly evaporating, and that time Lundbeck went up and mishandled, and it's now 12-11. So now Holland 1 point away from coming back to tie it up. Rich, setting for Lundbeck and hit it too far. And we're tied 12-12. And next serve there. Back the other way. Hutchman going for the call. They dug it out. Hit it too far. And that's a point for Burton, and it's 13-12.
Kelsey Holt coming in to serve.
And Pohl will check out. Holt with the serve. Now back the other way goes Holland. And Kamek picks up a kill, but keeping it out at 13 apiece.
That young lady can swing right there.
Yeah.
They need to go up stronger there and get a hand on it.
And now Kamek will go for, go back to serve. And Burton, oh, he got it over. Rich, and Huntsman just got it over. Oh. Now they hit it past the back line. And so a point for Burton to make it 14-13. And so now Erin Huntsman to the server's line. And I believe she's a sophomore.
Sophomore.
And gets it over. Back the other way. And Podeska gets it over for the Hornets. Now going for Williams. And Williams will
take it. Nice swing.
That's 15-13, Burton.
Good set by Page and good hit by Amaya.
Huntsman ready for the next serve.
Nice serve.
And now back the other way goes Holland. Cubs got it over. Now Fritz.
Good job, Page.
Tried to dunk it over, and Holland was able to save it. And Huntsman went to the back. Got a piece of it, but it went out of bounds. 15-14. She might have been better just let that one go. I thought it was hitting out of bounds.
It was close. You know, when you're moving like that, it's hard to tell.
Yep.
It's spot, Amaya.
And Williams getting over, and they hit it in the net. And so that's 16-14. And now Reagan Raymer is going to serve for Burton.
Go, Reagan.
Raisman will check back in, and Lundbeck will take a seat. And Raymer with the serve. Going towards the middle and hits it past the back line. And so a point for Burton. Make it 17-14.
Timeout, Holland.
And Holland's going to take the timeout. We'll take it with him. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther Volleyball Team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton Volleyball Team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm co-captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are.
Are you proud to be a Panther? Yes, we are.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
And back we go as the Panther Sherman now. Holland gets it back across. Glazeman got it over for Burton. And now Holland going in the corner for Podesta. Fritz setting for Williams. Williams heading to the net, and that'll be a point for the Lady Hornets to make it 17-15. As we come back here, Burton with a two-point lead. And it's going to be Lily Martinez to serve. She gets over. Fritch.
Good job.
To Glazeman. Oh, and a miscue by Glazeman, and that's a point for Holland to make it 17-16. And lead again back down to one for the Lady Panthers. Martinez with the serve.
Oh, wow.
And that's the kill there for Riley Hand, and we're tied 17-17. Next serve, and Martinez hits that at the top of the net. That'll be a point for Burton. And now Paige Stritch went to the server's line. Stritch with the serve. Martinez setting for Podesta. Got it over. Fritch set for Glazeman. Glazeman looking to kill. Too far past the back line. It's a point for Holland. 18-18. And serve for the Lady Hornets. Pulls that back over and picked up the point for Burton.
Good job.
And Burton now leads 19-18 with Amaya Williams set to serve. And serve for Williams. Back across goes Podesta. Now in the corner, Burton going for the kill. Good dig by Holland. And Raymer over to Fritch. To Huntsman going for the kill, and they got it back over. Fritch, Raymer, and Bold got it over, and now back across goes Holland. And a dunk shot there for Fritch. Holland just gets it back over. Raymer, Fritch going for Glazeman.
Let's swing, baby.
Yeah, got the kill to make it 20-18.
So Amaya.
And so Burton the first to reach that 20-point plateau. Yeah,
I like that 20.
Otherwise known as the Kiki rule.
That's
there.
It. You give me 20 and you're going to win 9 out of 10 times.
And there's an ace for Burton, and it's 21-18.
Let's finish this thing.
And Williams in the next serve. Martinez setting in the corner. And this time Holland picks up the point. And it's 21-19. The next serve by Holland, and Glazeman hit into the net, and it's 21-20. As now Ashlyn Gehrig will go to the server's line.
In the net.
In the net, and Parker Burton to make it 22-20.
Let's go, Bailey.
And Glazeman now to serve. And Martinez setting for Carter. Back the other way, Glazeman. This time setting, and Lady Panthers get it back over.
Well, that number two is a good ball player.
She really is.
She swings and hits it with some authority there.
And she's got the same last name as the head coach, so I'm wondering if that's mother-daughter.
I think they look a lot alike.
And there's the next serve there for Holland. And it's in the net for Burton, and we're tied 22-22.
Gotta have that pass, girl.
Next serve there by Brooke Tubbs. And Sutton Huntsman going for the kill, had it blocked. And now Raymer Fritz got it back over. Going to the corner, Holland, nice block there, and just got over. Fritz, and back to Raymer. Raymer got it across. And now in the corner, Holland picks up the kill, they took a 23-22 lead. And now Burton wants a timeout. And so we're taking a look and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375. Or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther volleyball team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton volleyball team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm co-captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore, and we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are. Are you proud to be a Panther? Yes, we are.
And back we go here as Burton hunts. Aaron Huntsman gets it over. And Burton picks up the point. And we're tied 23-23. And now for the Lady Panthers, it is going to be Kelsey Holt to serve. Burton needs just two more to take this first set. And Holt gets it across now. Back,
right
Holland gets it over. Now setting in the middle for Huntsman. Nice block by Holland, and Fritz gets it back over. And now they get it in the net. And that's a point for the Burton Lady Panthers.
One time, girl.
And so they'll make it 24-23 Burton. And just needs one more point to take this first set. And nice serve there by Holt. Holland gets it over. Now back the other way goes Hudson.
Atta, baby.
Gets the kill. And the Burton Lady Panthers strike first. They win the first set by a final score of 25-23. And they lead the match 1-0. And so we'll have a little break while they switch sides, and let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Burton Volleyball. From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
All right, as we come back here again, set to start the second set. Burton Lady Panthers won set number one, 25-23. And, Darryl, we look at the records coming into this one. Ended up being a lot tougher than I think they thought it was going to be.
You know, a lot of times, I don't care what age you are, what you do, You sit there and you play to your competition. We're going to find out what our girls are made of this game. I expect them to be more focused this game. Coach Smith probably let them have a year full that they played down to their competition. Don't take nothing away from Holland. This number two, she's a real deal.
Yeah.
I would love for her to play for me any day.
Yeah. And so here we go, Paige Fritsch now with the first serve of the second set. And Holland gets it back across by Podjeska. And now Burton in the middle. And Glazeman had it blocked. And that was by Riley Hannon. It'll be a point for Holland. Make it 1-0. And now Lily Martinez to serve. And Burton gets that one back under the net. And it's 2-0 Holland.
Let's go, girl.
And next serve from Martinez. Fritsch to Williams. Got it back over for Burton. And now Gehrig going in the corner for Carter. And she hit it out of bounds. And Burton picks up their first point to cut the lead 2-1. And now Amaya Williams will head to the server's line. And first serve for Williams in this set. And gets it back across. And Raymer and Glazeman got it back. And now Holland hits it into the net. And we're tied 2-2.
Let's go, Maya.
Next serve there by Williams. Holland works it across.
Free ball here. Let's use it.
Fritsch going in the corner. And Huffman went for the kill. It was blocked in the middle there by Riley Hand. And Hand, I would think, looks like...
She got a tall hand.
Yeah. I was going to say, if she's not the tallest, she's one of the tallest on their team.
Good serve.
And a good serve there. And Holland will pick up the point and make it 3-2. That is Haley Podjeska at the server's line. And so Hornets for the 4-2 lead here in the early going is set number two. Burton won the first set 25-23. And Glazeman gets that one back across for the Lady Panthers.
Wow.
Great dig there by Raymer. Had to do the splits to get it too, but they got it back across. And Holland hits it out of bounds, and that will be a point for the Lady Panthers.
Nice spot, Michael Lazen.
And so that'll make it 4-3. Now let's see if we can tie it up here. And that time, Lady Panthers on the return, hit it out of bounds. And so that'll make it 5-3 for the Hornets. And so Ashlyn Gehrig with the serve for Holland. And Huntsman over to Raymer. And Lundbeck got it across. Now back the other way, going for Hammock. Fritz, and she tried to set in the
Huntsman, and she, Aaron was following the ball over. And
yeah, it looked like she slipped on the court there and couldn't get back in time. And it's a point to make it 6-3 now for Holland. Next serve by Gehrig, and Huntsman hits that one out of bounds. And it's now 7-3 Holland.
Come on, girls.
Next serve by Gary again. She picks up the ace. And it's 8-3, Holland. And next serve, that one just gets over. And Cole hits it in the top of the net, and it's gone 9-3. And Coach Smith wants a timeout. And so with a timeout on the court, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and farm pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
And back we go here, and Holland gets the serve across now. Lady Panthers, Huntsman going for the kill, and miscommunication on the Hornets, and Burton gets a point to make it 9-4. And they break the service there, and now coming in, that is going to be Kelsey Holt to serve. And let's see if she can pick up some ground here. Next serve by Holt, Martinez. Over to Hammock, gets it across. Now Burton and Fritz going
nice
in the
swing.
Middle. And Lundbeck gets the kill, and that'll make it 9-5.
Chip away here, girls. Chip away.
And Holt with the serve there. Martinez. Hammock gets it across. And Fritz took a bad angle there and went out of bounds, and that'll be a point for Holland. Make it 10-5.
Young lady, smart player, man.
Yeah. And now they'll bring up Brooke Tubbs coming off the bench to serve. And she gets it across. Fritz going for Lundbeck.
Swing,
Lundbeck gets the kill.
Atta girl.
And so make it 10-6 now. Hornet lead down to 4. And Burton trying to work on that as Aaron Huntsman goes to the server's line.
Got her routine. We counted it 15 times. She bounces the ball, and then she serves.
And she will get across, and Hammock will send it back for Holland. Now going to Williams. Williams going
nice
for the kill,
spot.
And she gets it. And it's 10-7. Lead down to 3. Next serve there. Oh, it hit off the top of the roof. It hit it, and it hit one of the basketball goals that were overhanging. And it makes it 10-8.
on air.
Yeah, let's keep it going. Next serve. And that one went out of bounds.
Didn't miss it by much.
And so that'll make it 11-8. And now Kalen Hammack, or Kamek rather, the serve. And Kamek hits it into the net. And it'll be a point for Burton to make it 11-9.
All right, Reagan. Keep chipping, girls. Let's go now.
Yep. Reagan Raymer now to serve. She'll get across. Gehring over to Podeska. And now back the other way. Glazeman going for the kill and hit it too hard past the back line. And it's a point for Holland to make it 12-9. Next serve by the Hornets. Rich setting for Williams. Williams got it over. Oh. Now Podeska back over for Holland.
And nice spot.
Dumped it in there, but they were able to get there in time due to the Hornets. And now Raymer. And that, tried it again. And they're ready both times on that dunk shot. Raymer, nice dig there. Got it back across. And Burton tried to save that one. Holt and Huntsman go for it out of bounds, and it's a point for Holland. And it's 13-9. Lead is back up to 4 points for the Lady Hornets. And another serve there by Kelso.
Nice.
Williams is going for the kill, and Holland hits it out of bounds. And it's 13-10. Burton has cut the lead now down, back down to 3 points. Points.
Now we got Paige serving. Her great granny Grace Bateman's listening to her on the radio. So come on, Paige, do it for Miss Grace.
And Fritz with a serve. Back the other way. Oh. And Holland hits it out of bounds. And that's a point for Burton. 13-11. Now lead is down to 2. Fritz with the next serve.
Nice serve.
And Holland gets it back across, and we're going to get a whistle on the Hornets. They're going to get called for being in the net, and it's 13-12.
Go, Paige.
And Rich that time hits it in the top of the net, and so it'll be 14-12. Holland goes back up by 2. As Carter and Martinez come back in. Martinez with the serve. Huntsman over to Williams. And they hit it out of bounds. That's Podeska. And it's 14-13. Lead is down to 1 with Amaya Williams going to the server's line. There by Williams, and almost out of bounds.
Oh,
and they just get it over. Now Burton.
Come on, here,
Rich, Aaron. Setting for Huntsman. Huntsman. Martinez with a dig, and now back the other way. Fritsch going for pole. She got it over. And now Kelso got it over. Now back the other way. Just too close to the net.
Yeah.
Fritsch couldn't come up with it. There's a point. Make it 15-13. As now Podeska will go back to serve. Back around. Glazeman tried to get it over. Williams with a save. And Fritz got it back across. Now Martinez in the middle to Carter. Panthers hit it out of bounds. And it's 16-13. And it just seems like whenever the Panthers start closing that gap, they start pulling away again.
Yeah, we got to get that pass and a good set there, and I'll put this away. There you go.
And Podeska gets it across, now going to Huntsman, and
blocked it out.
Williams wisely let that one go, and that is a point for Burton to make it 16-14. And Glazeman now with a serve.
Oh,
and double hit there on Holland, and that'll make it 16-15. And once again, that lead down to one.
Keep serving, Bailey.
Glazeman had success at that server's line back in the first set. Now let's see if she can keep it going. Martinez. And nice block there in the middle by Lundbeck. Another set for Lundbeck. And went for the kill. Nice hit by Martinez. And Fritz setting for Huntsman, going for the kill. Back the other way. Martinez going for Kamek. And Burton hits it out of bounds. And that's a point for Holland to make it 17-15. As Garrett comes in. Garrett with the serve. And back the other way go the Lady Panthers. Huntsman got it over. Now Kelso to Kamek. And Kamek hits it in the net. And that's a point for Burton. And Holland still leads this one 17-16. Now, see if Burton can at least tie it up here on this next hit. Our next serve here by Kelsey Holt. Holt with the left-hand serve and sent it out of bounds.
Wow.
And it's 18-16.
Come on, girls. Let's go. Yeah, they put it on the wrong side.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've got it 17-17 on the scoreboard, but yeah, it should be 18-16.
That's right, 18-16.
I mean, they want to give us that extra point. I'm sure
yeah,
Smith
take
will
it.
Take it.
Heck yeah, yeah, we'll take it.
And in the middle, Panthers get back across. Nice block there by Kelso.
Good dig by Raymond.
And other way, and just could not get him across, and it's 19-16. Hornets now back up by three. And next there, Raymer, the Fritsch, the Huntsman. And oh, they just got it back across. Kamek gets the kill. And it's 20-16 Holland.
Timeout.
And Coach Smith wants the timeout. And so we'll take a look and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritsch.
And I'm Kinsey Lundbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther Volleyball Team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton Volleyball Team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm Co-Captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are. Are you proud to be a Panther? Yes. We are.
Registration is now open for winter and spring classes at Blinn College. This year's winter mini-mester begins December 19th, allowing you to earn college credit in just 3 weeks. Mini-mester courses are available online and transferred to the state's leading universities, and eligible Washington County residents can have up to $1,000 in tuition costs covered with the Washington County Scholarship. To register for classes and learn more about scholarship opportunities, visit blinn.edu or email us at blinn@blinn.edu.
And we return to action here. Holland leading Burton 20-16. Hornets get the serve across. Returned by Burton. Now Kamek got it over. Fritsch setting for Lundbeck.
Nice hit.
And gets the point. Makes it 20-17. And so now Huntsman to serve.
Come on, Aaron.
Need Burton to go on a run here. Huntsman with the next serve. And Holland just gets it back across this Podesta. Back the other way. And going for the kill was Lundbeck. Holland returns now. Fritsch tried to dunk it in and...
On a break.
Got it off of Kelso, and a point for Burton to make it 20-18. And so the lead down to two.
Come on, Aaron.
And they put the point on the wrong side again on the scoreboard. And Holland gets it back across. Burton working over. Williams.
And a dig by Raymer.
Great dig by Raymer. Over to Williams. Back to Holt. Got it across. Now going to Cameron. It's a pass to back line. And it's a point for Burton. And the lead down to 1, 20-19. And now the Hornets want a timeout. And so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
And as we come back here, Burton with the ball, and going upstairs is Lumbeck for the goal, and we're tied 20-20. Burton making a remarkable comeback here. And now we're going to get some changes here as coming back in there, Micah Carter and Lily Martinez. Checking out of Brendan Kelso and Brooke Tubbs. Next serve there by Huntsman. And Kamek got it back across. Holt to Fritz. Going for Williams. Got it over. Now back the other way. Martinez going for Kamek. And working in the middle for Lundbeck. Got it over. Now back in the middle there. Kamek just got it across. Lundbeck getting it over for Burton. And now.
Out of way, Lundbeck.
Lundbeck jumping with Carter, and Lundbeck wins to make it 21-20, Burton. And now Huntsman with the next serve, and she's
got it.
And it's 22-20. Another timeout taken by Holland. Since we just came out of the timeout, we'll just keep it right here. And now Burton, after falling behind, whatever she said to him during their last timeout seems to be working because they've come back and taken the lead.
They're smiling now. They got to finish this here and take this two-game to lead none. That's what you want to get it done.
Yep.
Give a shout-out to my buddy Johnny O. Weatherstone's up in New York listening to us and Yank. He texted me a while ago and he said, "We listening to y'all and hope the girls do well." Johnny was a great coach here and great friend, and still cares about Burton, and you know that's what it's all about.
Now, have they had their wedding yet?
Not yet. He's still courting.
Oh, okay.
It's snowing up there. I told him keep it up there too. Come on, Aaron.
Well, he's got to remember now that he's up there. You got to say "use guys" instead of "y'all."
Yeah. Atta, baby, Aaron.
And that time it was Tubbs hitting him in the that was Carter hitting him in the net, and it's 23-20, Burton.
Yep. I guess she is human too, huh?
Yep.
Come on, Aaron. Let's go, baby. Two more.
Huntsman keeping it going here. Yeah, that time hit it in the net. And it's now 23-21.
Got a side out too, girls.
And Lundbeck got it back across. Now back the other way. Kelso got it over. Burton set for Williams.
Nice.
Good save by Holland. Podesta gets it back over. Now Fritz, oh, trying to go for a dunk shot. Hit it off the top of the net. And makes it 23-22. Burton with a one-point lead as Kaylin Kamek goes to the server's line.
Out.
And Holt over to Williams. Back across. Now going in the middle.
Nice shot.
24-22. And so now Burton just needs one more point to take the second set. And it's going to be Reagan Raymer serving. They go in the middle of Kelso. Nice stick there by Holt.
Put it away.
Going to Williams. Williams.
Nice shot.
Burton looks to get the win. Lady Panthers take set number two, 25-22. And they now lead the match 2-0. And we'll be back with set number three after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help you get the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll know you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. That number again is 979-277-8806. Larry and Ann are proud to support the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team, and we'll see you out at the games. Go Lady Panthers all the way.
Go Fight Win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
All right, as we welcome you back here to the Caldwell High School Gymnasium, it is bi-district playoff action here on KWHI.com. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And the Burton Lady Panthers leading the Hallam Lady Hornets by a score of 2-0. Burton won the first set 25-23. And Hallam won the second, or no, excuse me, Burton won the second set 25-22. Sorry, he had a brain freeze there. But Burton's taking both sets. I think this has ended up being a lot harder than they thought it was going to be when they first looked at the two teams' records. In case you didn't join us at the top of the program, Burton coming to this one 29-17 on the season. Holland was just 10-22 coming into this game. But Holland has really played a good game here against Burton. And they've come ready to play tonight. And so now Burton got to try to see if they can take this last set here. And for Holland, it's going to be Lily Martinez to serve. Burton will come out with Williams, Glazeman, and Fritz. And the first serve is right into the net. It's 1-0 Lady Panthers. And in the backcourt, you got Huntsman along with Raymer. And that one, Raymer on the serve, hit it out of bounds. And it's another point, and makes it 2-0. So Burton off to a good start here in set number three. First two sets, they actually fell behind, but now Getting off to a good start, and an ace there by Fritz. And it's 3-0 Burton. And I think they may be starting to feel it now. And there's the serve by Fritz. Returned by Holland. Martinez gets it to Podesta. Now Fritz. Senator Williams going for the kill. And Gehrig over to Martinez to Kamek. Now back the other way for Burton. And it is Holt getting it over. And that time they hit it. Holland hits it out of bounds. And it's now 4-0 for Burton. And Fritz is going to keep right on serving. Gets it over. And nice block in there by Glazeman and Williams. And it's another point for Burton. 5-0 to score. And Fritz with a serve. And we get a whistle on Holland. They're going to call for being in the net. And it's 6-0 Burton. Jumping out to a big lead here in set number three. Next set by Fritz. Gehrig with a dig. And Carter got it back over. Now Burton, Senator Williams. Williams just got over the net. And got it in there for a point. Make it 7-0 Burton. And I think Holland's coach probably can't get over what she's seeing after they played two really tough sets against the Lady Panthers. And that is a serve over by Fritz. Holland with a return. Now Fritz setting for Williams. Williams going for another kill, but dug out there by Holland. And now this time going the other direction for Pohl. And they're going to call Holland to be into the net again. It's now 8-0 Burton. And Fritz is going right along. The set, and that time it was Riley Hand hitting in the net. And it's 9-0 Burton. And just like that, the Lady Hornets want a timeout. And so we'll take a rhythm and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers.
Parmo Electric says, go Lady Panthers. Parmo Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Parmo Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton volleyball team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers. Keep on winning.
And back we go now, and it's Haley Podesta. She serves that one in the net. And it's now 10-1 Burton.
Maybe I should have gone and got that water a lot earlier, Doug.
Because, Williams now with the next serve. Martinez over to Kamek. She hits it in the net, and it's 11-1 now.
This is the way we should have been playing.
Exactly. And next serve by Williams. They set for Kamek. She got it over. Now Raymer over to Huntsman. That's
a good curler.
12-1. Burton now building on that lead.
Has finished this no more than 2 points.
Next serve for Williams. Martinez going over to Kamek.
Right up.
And that one up into the rafters, and nice concentration for Huntsman to stay with that and got it back across. And back over to Burton. Huntsman going for the kill, and they hit it in the net.
Atta, baby.
13-1. And now Maya Williams keeping it going here for the Lady Panthers. Gets the serve across, and we're going to get a whistle.
Double.
And a double call on Holland. That is a 13-1 now. Williams with the next serve. Martinez going for Kamek. Kamek gets the pass back on. And it's 15-1 now.
You can see the body language now is kind of deflated.
Yeah.
But you can't blame them. They played two hard sets.
Yep. And that time, that one goes out of bounds. And point for Burton. 16-1. And Williams gets it across. Garrett over to Kamek. And that one hit the net. And it's 17-1, Burton. And now the folks over here on the Burton side starting to feel it.
Yeah.
As Williams gets it across.
They're just
that's into
nice.
The net. And, oh, just got it back. Now Burton setting for Huntsman going for the kill, and she got it. 18-1. And we're going to get another timeout here. And so we'll take a look and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and farm pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
And back we go, and Hornets pick up a point to make it 18-2. And now it's Gehrig with a serve. Williams over to Huntsman. Huntsman got it back across. Gehrig to Martinez. Over to Carter. Now back the other way, and it's Holt going for the kill.
Nice job.
And it's 19-2, Burton.
Almost at that magic number 20, Doug.
Yep,
almost at
we're
that
right,
magic number.
We're right there.
Come on, Bailey.
Blaisman now with the next serve. Martinez over to Carter. Double block there by
a hand on it.
Burton. And we're going to get a whistle against the Lady Panthers. Going to get called for a double.
At least he waited for the third game to start calling him.
Yep. Makes it 19-3 now. And next serve there, Williams. Over to
nice spot.
And Hope got that one over and picked up the point. It's 20-3. Burton now just need 5 more points to wrap this thing up. And next serve
nice
there.
Serve by Hope.
And they're going to call Holland to be in the net. And it's 21-3, Burton. Next serve there and by Holt. And Holland just gets it over and picks up the point. Raymer couldn't come up with that one. And it's 21-4.
Finish strong, girls.
And let's Riley Hinn now with the, or actually, no, that's Kamek serving. Kaylin Kamek with the serve. Williams hit that one into the front row. And it's a point for Holland. Makes it 21-5.
At this point, she has to be in their best player. She has to go for it on every serve, even if she hits it in the net or out.
Yep.
You know, you're only 4 points away from being finished.
Yep. Kamek with the next down, hits it in the net, and it's 22-5, Burton.
Hated to do that to you, young lady. Come on, Aaron.
Huntsman now takes the server's line. The 3 points needed to send Burton to the next round of the playoffs.
That up, baby.
Yeah, nice fast serve there. Podeska gets it over. Huntsman to Fritsch. And Williams.
Nice play.
And it's 23-5.
Keep swinging.
Huntsman ready. And that one
touched it.
Oh, they say that. Oh, they did say they touched it. That's 24-5.
Game point. One more time, Aaron. Go for it.
And so now they can wrap it up here. Burton needs just one more point to win this thing. Huntsman with a serve. And nice power serve.
That's
and that
it.
Is it. Off the hands of Tubbs, and it's out of bounds, and Burton is going to win this one. They take the third set 25-5, and they win the match 3-0. And Burton is moving on to the area round of the playoffs. And we'll be back with our post-game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman and Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullab, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Daryl and Coach Katie Kiki are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, dedication, to be better through continuous improvement, and how to handle disappointments. The Kikis would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers, all the way to state.
Hi, I'm Captain Paige Fritsch.
And I'm Kinsey Lindbeck.
And we're part of Lady Panther Volleyball Team.
Hi, my name is Reagan Raymer.
Hi, my name is Bailey Glazeman.
And we're both on the Burton Volleyball Team.
Hi, I'm Captain Janisha Randall.
I'm co-captain Allie Biggs.
And I'm Skylar Unger.
And we're Panther Cheer.
Hi, I'm Madison Helton.
Hi, I'm Tatum Gore. And we're both on the cheer team.
Are you proud to be a Panther?
Yes, we are. Are you proud to be a Panther? Yes, we are.
Fall is here, but the fun doesn't stop at Bluebell Aquatic Center. Registration for fall swim lessons begins October 9th. Catch some catfish at Kids Gone Fishing on October 21st, starting at 8:30 a.m. Swim Lessons and Water Babies meets Mondays, starting October 23rd, and Wednesdays, starting October 25th. And get ready for a spooky time with the Brenham Boo Bash on October 31st from 6 to 8. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm fresh eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food markets. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, we're back here as the Burton Lady Panthers win it three sets sweep, 25-23, 25-22, and 25-5. And they're moving on to the area round of the playoffs. And before we continue with the post game, I want to let you know, hey volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Tournament. That's November 15th through the 18th at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas, where all the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out on the court, showcasing their unmatched skills, incredible teamwork, and sheer determination. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball.
Yes, sir.
And we got checking in here now. The head coach of the victorious Burton Lady Panthers, Coach Blair Smith. And, Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This was harder than we initially thought it was going to be. But,
absolutely.
The first two sets, they played with y'all pretty much the entire time, but then y'all were able to just really go out there. That third set, it was like a whole different ball game.
Right, right, yeah. It definitely was. I think it just took us a while to find our momentum. I know everyone's nervous. We're excited. There's a lot on the line every match, and I think the girls didn't react well to that. I mean, the nerves weren't in their favor. They were trying to do things we never do, making mistakes we don't ever make, and just kind of that mental aspect of the game we weren't on top of. So we've got to start sooner. We can't take two whole sets to kind of find our momentum and do that well.
Yeah, and of course this is the first playoff game, and also y'all were coming off the emotional high, winning the district championship,
right
there, and first winning district and now by district, and now up next you got the area round, and I know y'all are all excited right now.
Yeah, everyone is excited, and I think the girls just kind of have to realize that excitement has got to carry more into confidence when we make contact with the ball, confidence in our teammates to get what's behind us, things like that, instead of those nervous thoughts of I can't mess up, because absolutely you can. I never expect them to be perfect. So I think I want them to be excited and be proud of how far we've come, but hungry. I need us to be hungry and humble still going into this area match.
And when we go back to that second set, y'all were actually trailing at one point, and all of a sudden you turned it around. What led to the turnaround in that second set?
I think we had a couple aces. I know that we don't not expect things from other teams, but when teams really come out serving hard at us, usually our serve receive is on point. They were serving really well. We were not passing that well. So I think kind of when we started to get on the offensive side more, and we've talked about this these last few games a lot, we can't start off games on the defensive end. We've got to be attacking. We've got to be getting good passes so we can attack. And so I think once we started getting on the offensive side and we were getting good serves and actually swinging at the ball, kind of the momentum switched towards us.
And do you have an idea kind of what's next for y'all?
We will face Weimer or Furia. They play tonight.
Okay.
So I'm sure I would bet that their match is over. I think they might have started at 6.
Okay.
But it'll be one of those.
All right. Well, just keep us posted on that.
Absolutely.
And once again, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
And keep it going.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, Coach Blair Smith joining us on the post game, and we'll take another break. And Daryl and I will be back to wrap it up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing, cut and wrapped to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 979-289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 979-289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4:30, and Saturday from 8 till 12 noon. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season, and good luck in the playoffs. ACL Construction is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Burton Volleyball Game. ACL Construction offers general contracting and carpentry for residential construction and remodeling. Has your family outgrown your home? Call ACL Construction at 979-251-1232 for a new addition or a complete remodel. Is your home in need of repair? ACL Construction can make those repairs. Just call Andy Lamson at 979-251-1232 for a complete estimate. Andy and Amber Lamson, owners of ACL Construction, congratulate the Burton Lady Panthers for another winning season. Go Big Red!
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
And back we go one last time here to Caldwell High School. And the Burton Lady Panthers pick up the win tonight over the Holland Lady Hornets. They're moving on to the next round of the playoffs, which we're hearing now is that Weimer won that one.
Weimer won their match in three.
Yeah.
So it's looking like we're going to play Weimer. Don't know if Thursday, Friday.
But we'll keep you posted on that. As soon as we know something, we will pass that along. Big win here for Burton. And after getting off to a slow start, they really dominated that last set and came out the victors here tonight.
Yeah, it started really slow. And, you know, Holland, give them credit, man. I'm running my mouth that we should have blown them out, shouldn't let them have more than five. In the third game, it showed that we were that much better and more athletic than them. Number two for them is a tremendous young ball player. You could tell she got young, she got frustrated, started making those mental mistakes that younger players make. And, you know, our girls, give them credit. This last game, they turned it on. They put them away like they're supposed to. So that should help you build on a dominating win like that.
Certainly is. And that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank the good folks at Caldwell for the hospitality tonight. Thanks to Craig and Dean back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. A big thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make a broadcast possible. And thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
This broadcast of the Burton Lady Panther volleyball game was brought to you by Burton Friends and Neighbors, Harmel Electric, Burton Meat Processing, ACL Construction, Kiki's Kiki Family, Daryl, Katie, and Trent, Market Realty, Burton Chamber of Commerce, St. John's United Church of Christ, Blinn College, Dominant Associates, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, DDM Pipe and Steel, J&J Packing, Larry Poppy Construction, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, Kiki Egg Farm, and Burton ISD. Stay with KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7 tomorrow to find out when the Burton Lady Panthers will be resuming their playoff run. This has been a production of KWHI Sports on KWHI.com.